Welcome to 50 Words for Murder, the podcast where we delve into the stories behind the headlines. I'm your host, Justin, and on today's episode, this was recorded originally on YouTube. We have pulled the audio and repurposed it to the podcast so that you can take it on the go and listen to it at your convenience. If you would like to see these in real time, live, with any of the things that we're showing on the screen, you can go to YouTube and follow me at Justin on TikTok. You can also reach this YouTube channel by going to justinontiktok.com. Going underneath my photo on the far right, and you'll see the YouTube link. Enjoy this episode. Hey there. We're going to skip all of the intro stuff that we typically do because this is actually a pretty heavy topic. This is going to be a pretty short live as well because I have another one in about 20 minutes we're going to be doing with Chris Dingman, who is a spokesperson for Riley Strange. So if you want to stay tuned for that, you can. A couple big things just dropped in regard to Micah Miller. One is a timeline from Robeson County, and the other is a 911 call. I will go through the timeline first because I want to give anybody a chance who does not want to listen to this 911 call the opportunity to leave. I need to issue a massive trigger warning on it. It is not easy to listen to. It's not very long. But if you want to leave and you don't want to hear it, now is your opportunity. So the first thing I'm going to show you guys, again, it's not going to be as polished because I had to jump on very quickly to try to do this. But let me get this pulled up real quick, if I may. I can't. Sorry, guys. I'm dealing with a little technical challenges. On this, it's not wanting to come up. Well, here's what we'll do. I can possibly... I'm just going to read it to y'all. Though the timeline itself, since I'm having struggles to get it to pull up, the timeline itself is on my Instagram if you want to go listen to it. And I'm just going to read it for you. We get back to the very beginning on it. I'm struggling here, apparently, with this. Again, this is very heavy, what we just did. So, you know what? Actually, let me do this. While I get trying this book because I want y'all to see it, let me go ahead and play the 911 call. I'm going to do that first. And then I'll try to find this again. Sorry, it's disorganized, guys. It was very quick, not well put together. But here, I'm going to play it for you now.
Of your emergency.
Hi, are you able to trace the location of my phone?
Let me see. You don't know where you're at?
A national park.
What's the phone number you're calling me from?
843-655-5242.
Where's the park located at?
In Bear Bluff. I have my location on, I think, on my phone. Find my phone is on. I just did my share my location.
Okay, I'm showing... Hold on one second. I don't think you are in Robeson County. Yeah, the Lumber River State Park.
Yeah, that's where I am.
Okay. Tell me what's happened.
I'm about to kill myself, and I just want my family to know where to find me.
Okay, ma'am. Just listen to what I'm saying, okay? Let me make sure I got the exact location where you're at, okay? Just 1 minute.
That was it. She hung up after that because I think that Holly just said, how about helping her not do it? She was trying to get authorities to them very quickly. She was trying to stall her on the phone. And Micah hung up. Now, am I personally fully convinced that this wasn't under duress? I'm not. I think, you know, years of abuse can cause things like this. And when I have more time, we'll delve into this later today. But in the meantime, let me show you this. I know it's kind of hard. I'm trying to bring it up on Facebook. But basically, what you're looking at here is the timeline. So I'm going to read it to you guys. On Saturday, April 27th, 2024, at approximately 2:54 p.m., Robeson County 911 Communication Center received a 911 call from a female. The caller asked the dispatcher if her phone could be located because she was going to take her own life and wanted her family to be able to find her body. During the conversation with the dispatcher, the caller hung up on the phone and the dispatcher was unable to contact the caller. The dispatcher was able to find the location of the caller and dispatch a deputy to the location. The deputies contacted the Lumber River State Park superintendent upon their arrival at Lumber River State Park in Orem, North Carolina. The deputies and state park rangers conducted a search of the area for the victim. The search was aided by Robeson County Sheriff's Office drone. During the investigation, a black Honda Accord with a South Carolina registration was located in the parking lot at that state park. The investigators confirmed the vehicle belonged to Micah Miller, age 30, of Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Investigators located a Sig Sauer gun case in the passenger seat of the vehicle and a box of ammunition in the center console of the vehicle. Investigators also found a receipt for the Sig Sauer handgun from a pawn shop and a receipt from a convenience store in the vehicle. Both receipts were dated for the same day of Miller's death, April 27th, 2024. During the search of the park for the 911 caller, investigators were approached by an individual who had found a bag near the water edge with an identification belonging to Miller. The individual stated that he heard some crying and a gunshot while he was fishing. Law enforcement continued to search, and 911 received a call from an individual who stated that a body was located in the water. Law enforcement responded to the location and contacted the North Carolina Medical Examiner's Office upon locating the deceased. The victim was identified as Micah Miller. A Sig Sauer 9mm handgun was located in the water at the crime scene during the search of the area. The serial number on the weapon matched the gun box that was found in Miller's Honda Accord. During the investigation, Miller's phone and other personal belongings were located. A search of Miller's phone revealed that she conducted a Google search for the national parks near me, and the Lumber River State Park location was provided. The investigation also revealed that Miller and her estranged husband, John Paul Miller, had been separated and were involved in the legal system. This information led to the investigators confirming the whereabouts of Miller and a female that he is allegedly romantically involved with. Investigators were able to confirm that both individuals were not in North Carolina on the night before and the day of Miller's death. Investigators learned through interviews that John Paul Miller was at an athletic event in Charleston on the day of Micah Miller's death. John Miller's vehicle was observed traveling on Highway 17 bypass in Horry County at 2:22 p.m. on April 27, 2024. The investigation confirmed that John Miller was accompanied while traveling to and from the event in Charleston, South Carolina. On Tuesday, May 7th, Sheriff Bernice Wilkins, investigators, and the medical examiner met with the parents and immediate family members of Micah Miller. John Paul Miller was given the opportunity to attend a separate meeting, and Miller indicated through his attorney that he would not come to North Carolina to meet with the investigators. Investigators conducted several interviews and developed a timeline of events in relation to Miller's death on April 24th, 2024. Going through that timeline, and again, all of this is posted on my Instagram. 11 a.m., Miller was observed on her Ring camera arriving at her residence on Margarita Drive, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. 11:38, Miller was observed on her Ring camera leaving her residence. 12:12 p.m., Miller is observed on store surveillance walking into Dick's Pawn Shop, which is located at 1852 Mr. Joe White Avenue, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. 12:13 p.m., Miller is observed at the register and initiates the purchase of a weapon. 12:34 p.m., Miller is observed leaving Dick's Pawn Shop after purchasing a weapon and ammunition. 1:06 p.m., Miller's black Honda Accord is observed traveling on Highway 501 near 4 Mile Road, Conway, South Carolina. 1:27 p.m., Miller's black Honda Accord is observed arriving at 41 Grocery and Grill, which is located at 41 South Carolina, 41, Mullen, South Carolina. 1:35 p.m., Miller is observed leaving the store after purchasing a drink and gas. 2:54 p.m., Miller called Robeson County from Lumber River State Park. Lumber River State Park is 32.7 miles, 41 minutes from 41 Grocery and Grill in Mullins via South SC9 North. 911 call included below. First, let me say, on behalf of Robeson County Sheriff's Office, our sincere condolences are sent with the family and friends. This incident has garnered much attention from across the Carolinas and beyond. I want to assure everybody that a very methodical investigation was conducted by our criminal investigations team and crime scene investigative team. Unfortunately, rumors and conspiracy theories were spreading quickly and assumptions were being made. However, in the end, we must make decisions based on the facts and evidence that has been gathered. While I know it is not what many people wanted to hear, the evidence is quite clear and compelling, and we are as saddened as anyone that this occurred. There are many factors that we reviewed that occurred over an extended period of time that are probably related to the reason for this investigation, but in the end, sadly, a tragic decision was made by Micah that ended her life. So that's the timeline. That's what happened. I would imagine that surveillance footage will probably be coming out at some point being released. Again, I have lots to say about this, and we can do that after we decompress from this in a different video. As I said, in about 9 minutes from now, I'm going live with Chris Dingman for Riley Strain. But what I've said before is that even if this turns out to be, which it appears based on what we're seeing, even if this appears to be an apparent, you know, taking her own life and nobody else was around, which is what it sounds like we're looking at. Again, I would like to see more information before I came to that conclusion myself, but based on what we're being shared from law enforcement, that is the facts of the case at this time. But with that said, even if he wasn't there to directly pull the trigger, years of emotional, physical, sexual, financial abuse, being told you're worthless, being told you're mentally unwell, years of gaslighting and bullying can drive somebody to this decision. The suicide hotline is 988. If anybody has, knows somebody or is having thoughts, you can dial 988 or text it. Anyways, again, we're going to keep this very short for what it is. We'll be back on to talk about it either here or on TikTok or both, possibly. But yeah, that's what I got. So I will see you all shortly. If you want to come in about 7 minutes to the next live, we're going to be doing some updates again on Riley Strain, and I will see you guys there. Have a good one.